Hundreds of Milwaukee-area kids have begun working out for upcoming fall sports. Their arrival may delight parents, but also heighten fears about potential concussions. Head injuries are on the rise among children and adolescents. As WUWM's Aaron Turner reports, Milwaukee is no exception, but researchers here are on the front lines of addressing the problem.
Vince Segura is a soft-spoken 13-year-old who does well in school and loves sports. His favorite is basketball, and it wasn't harmful until a recent pickup game.
When I was playing basketball with my brother, he fell on me and I hit my head on the brick wall. They said I blacked out, and it didn't hurt really bad until I got to, like, the house.
Vince had a headache. A few days later, it was worse, and Dad Victor says his son's balance and coordination was off.
I told him, come on downstairs, wake up, come eat breakfast. I went downstairs, started preparing the stuff, and as he got out the bed, I heard a big crash, and he fell out the bed.
Victor rushed his son to the emergency room, where he was diagnosed with a concussion and referred to Dr. Kevin Walter.
All right, hop up. I want to do a couple things on exam. Just turn this way, feet together, arms out, open your eyes, follow my finger.
It's a month after Vince's injury, and he's following up with Dr. Walter at his clinic in Greenfield. Walter asks Vince to open his eyes, close them, puff out his cheeks. He notices the boy's eyes aren't yet tracking normally.
I'm not terrified where you're at, but I think if we can fine-tune a few things, you will get significantly better.
Walter tells Vince no more sleeping from midnight to noon and then napping between. Too much sleep is bad, just like too little sleep. Vince also must limit his physical activity and screen time and read for 30 minutes a day.
You've got to make these changes. And if you don't do it, then you don't get better. If you don't get better, this is not an ankle sprain where 90% I'm clapping and saying, go for it, you're out of here. This is your brain, and it's got to be 100%.
Walter says with the right mix of rest and activity, most adolescents recover in a few weeks, and most have no lasting impacts.
Families get scared because they see what happens to these old ex-professional players and think, oh my gosh, is this the road my child is on with their concussions? And the answer is, for the most part, absolutely not.
Walter directs the Pediatric and Adolescent Sports Medicine Program at Children's Hospital, and he co-wrote a book on youth sports injuries. He thinks a few factors are driving the increase in concussions, including that kids are getting bigger, stronger, and faster, leading to more powerful collisions. And, you guessed it, young people are playing more sports at a higher level and not giving their bodies proper rest.
Thankfully, a lot of kids are active with sports because of the life lessons and fitness that sports can help teach you and help you with. The downside is with over-specialization and over-scheduling, where I'll see kids that do basketball, soccer, and baseball all in the same season, these kids wear down and they start to get a lot of injuries.
Walter is conducting research on why some kids take longer to recover than others, and his colleagues at the Medical College of Wisconsin are leading a $30 million federal study on head injuries among young athletes. While that research may not yield results for years, Walter offers recommendations for today. For one, he says the focus should be less on playing tons of games and more on practice, developing skills. Second, he says coaches and parents need to encourage athletes to report their injuries and take time off to recover, even if they think they're fine.
Because we hear lots of stories about kids that try and play through injuries, be it concussion or musculoskeletal, because they don't want to lose their place on the team.
Victor Segura understands that drive to play. His 13-year-old son, Vince, is itching to shoot hoops again a month after his concussion.
You can't just, I guess, keep him wrapped up and not let nothing happen to him. So it's kind of like, you know, take the most precautions you can and, you know, hope for the best.
It could be a tough year for Dad on the sidelines. Vince is set to join the 8th grade football team this fall. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.